We're continuing our discussions of Ein Mevatlin Isra L'Chatchila, and the sugya that comes up in Siman Sadi Test, Se'if Vav, is a variation on the theme in terms of whether you should be Mevatlin Isra D'Rabbanon L'Chatchila. Can I take an Isra D'Rabbanon, let's say Gevinas Akum, or the like, or an Isra D'Rabbanon, let's say Basar Of B'Cholov? Right, that's also Drabbanon. Perhaps there's a distinction between those two. Am I allowed to take an Issa Drabbanon and throw it in to a mixture, in which case it will become bottle? So that's the discussion that that we have here in Shulchan Aruch. And l'halacha l'maisa, it's a machlokas here between the Mechaber and the Ramah, no? The Mechaber tells us, it's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush. The Mechaber tells us, like the Rashba says, and that's what the Taz comments in Sivkot and Yud-Beis, that you can't be mevatel an Issa D'Rabbanon l'chatchila. But, however, once you have an Issa D'Rabbanon that is Nis'arev, even though it is not Nis'arev with enough heter to be mevatel it, but Zok L'Mechaber, you're allowed to be marba olav levatel. Right? The Mechaber says, I'm allowed to add additional heter to the mixture in order to be mevatel that Issa D'Rabbanon that fell in. And the Ramah, as the expression goes, jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels. The Ramah says, no, you can't do that. You can't be mevatel and iser d'rabbanon l'chatchila. Even if it already fell in, you can't be marba olav levatloi. That's what the Ramah says, which is based on the Rosh. Now, when you go through the sugya in Beitza on the Abdallah on the days, so the Gemara speaks about Eitzim Shenoshum in Hadekel Metocha Tanur B'Yontiv. That you have wood that falls off of a tree and the wood ends up in the oven. So the problem is that this wood is going to be Usser Alts Muksa. And the Isser of Muksa apparently extends that you're not allowed to burn Muksa wood on Yontiv. Right, because even though I'm allowed to burn wood on Yontiv in order to cook, but if the wood is muktzah because it fell off of the tree on Yontiv, so then I can't burn it on Yontiv. So Zok L'Gemara, what I'm allowed to do l'chatchila is marba alayhin eitzim muchanin u'masigan. I'm allowed to add non-muktzah wood and then burn it together, and that will be okay. Frek the Gemara, how are you allowed to do that? Aren't you being mehapeich b'yisura? Right, l'maisa, when I add it in, I'm going to like take my stoker and turn the wood up and down and all around. Right, frankly, about aren't I being mahapech b'yisura? The Gemara answers, kevan deruba deheteranin hu kikom mahapech beheterakom mahapech. Zok the Gemara that since roiv of it is heter, so it's not an iser of tiltal mukta on this wood. Because rov of it is heter, so therefore it's going to be okay. That's what the Gemara says. That Gemara is not so relevant for us, but it's a setup for the next line in the Gemara. Frech the Gemara, v'hakam bevati yisru l'chatchila, utnan eim bevatlan yisru l'chatchila. Frech the Gemara, but how am I allowed to l'chatchila take eitzim, muchonim, and be mevatel the atzei muktza? Isn't that bitul yisru l'chatchila? And we learn that you're not allowed to do that. Utnan, we learned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do that. And they comment on the side of the Gemara, what do you mean? That we learned in Mishnah, Inka, that you're not allowed to be mevatel nisra l'chatchila. There's no such Mishnah anywhere. So we already spoke about how the Rash at the end of the fifth packet, Trumas, comments that maybe this is pshat in the Mishnah there about Truma. Okay, got it. We already spoke about that. Just worth half of a Ha'ara, or a quarter of a Ha'ara, that Rashi seems to have a different girsa in the Gemara. Right, our gears in the Gemara is that you're not allowed to be mevaton iser l'chatchila. Rashi learns you can't be mevaton iser b'yadayim. Practically speaking, what's the difference? I have no idea. I don't know if it really matters. But it's just suggestive that Rashi has a slightly different gear. So, correct the Gemara, but how am I allowed to do it? How can I take the atzei heter be mevaton? Isn't it mevaton iser l'chatchila? Zok the Gemara, by a drabbanon, you're allowed to be mevaton iser l'chatchila. No? By Isser D'Rabbanon, you're allowed to be Mevatel the Isser L'chatchila. And this seems to be the Pesach of the Rambam, no? The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rambam that by Isser D'Rabbanon, you can be Mevatel L'chatchila. And you get the impression from the presentation that you can be Mevatel L'chatchila even in the sense of taking it and throwing it into the mixture. that the distinction that we have in Shulchan Aruch between whether it's there already and it fell in already and adding stuff on or not, you get an impression that just Tama say from the Gemara that we are going to be that we're going to be Mekal on that. No? That's the impression that I would get straight up from the Gemara. This distinction between whether it fell in already or not, I don't know where that comes from this line in the Gemara. Okay. So then the Gemara says, aside Kasha, Lamaisa, it's a Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin. And Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin shouldn't be bottle, because the Atze Mukta is going to become Heter later on. The only reason it's Mukta is because it fell down on Yontif. If you wait till Mutter Yontif, it's going to be Mutter, no? So, don't we know Im Vatnus Mukhatzfela? So the Gemara answers, oh, well, it's Mikro Kalali Surei. The Isser is all burned up. And because this is all burned up, apparently there's no concern of Ein, there's no concern of Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin. That's the Pashtus in this Gemara. Now, when all the dust settles in this Gemara, so the Rashba says, oh, you see from the Gemara that you're allowed to be Mevaton Issa D'Rabbanon, again, at least once it fell in. That's what the Rashba says. The Rosh, however, somehow takes this line of Mikla Kala Isure, and Rav says, Mikla Kala Isure teaches me that I can only be Mevatel in Isser once the Isser is burned up. If the Isser is not burned up, right, so then I can't be Mevatel the Isser at all. And Nish'ala Tasha Eila, that L'cha'ora, the Rosh, is really not the simple reading of the Rosh is really not the simple reading of the Gemara. That's what the Rosh writes, the end of Simon Beis. Had the Kamina Mevat Manisir Derabbanon Lachatchila Hanodavke Hecha the Mikla Kala Isura. The Alma Ein Mevat Manisir Lachatchila. How the Rosh learned the Gemara is really not clear. The Pashtus, I guess, is that the Rosh understood within the Gemara that once the Gemara comes up with this idea of Mikla Kala Isure to solve a side problem of Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin, so Memela, the only time I know I could be Mevato and Issa D'Rabbanon is in this case where it happens to be Mikla Kala Isure. The Rosh considers being Mevato and Issa D'Rabbanon, the Chatchila, to be such a Chiddush that it's not tenable to extend it to anything beyond Mikla Kala Isure, even though the Gemara isn't saying Mikla Kala Isure within the context of Eimav Atlanis L'Chatchila. The Gemara is saying it within the context of Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin. How the Rosh learns the Gemara, I think, is a weak point, no? Within the Rosh, but we're trying to do the best we can. Okay. Now, so far, yeah, Mr. David Shlita.
You said
Rosh Mitzir,
it's Mikla Kala only at the end of Fithel Darov before it's Mikla Kala. Could you be happy in the Eitzim before it's completely burnt? So
again, in terms of being mehapich the eitzim, the Gemara says that since there's raiv, it's going to be okay, and that's before Mikla Kali, before the Isser is completely gone.
So how could the rush saying it's mutter to be mevatel chatzila because later on would be Mikla Kali?
I'm allowed to be mevatel again. In other words, since the Isser is going to end up achrei kechlos hakol, the Isser is going to be burned up. So the Rosh says, therefore it's not really cool being Mevatel and Isser. Right? And this Bitul Isser L'Chatchila is because I want to benefit from that Isser on a certain level. Right? In this situation, I'm not benefiting from the Isser in the real tangible sort of way because it all gets burned up. So the Rosh says, I have no raya that you're allowed to be Mevatel and Isser L'Chatchila when you benefit from the Isser. That's the Yisod of the Rosh. Again, it might sound a little like some of the source that we were saying beforehand, that the motivating fact in Bittos V'Chatzchila is that I'm not supposed to get Hanoah and try to circumvent Torah laws. That's sort of what we're up to. Yes, sir?
Just what's the difference between being a battle V'Chatzchila versus when it fell in and being
okay, so I want to talk about that in a few minutes. We'll get there. Blina there. Well, should we talk about it now? We can talk about it now if you want. Okay. The Badei HaShulchan on page Peivov has two biurim as to why there's a difference between if I throw it in and if I don't throw it in. One svar that he says is that once the Isser fell in on its own, and I'm Moisif Olav, so it's ki'ilu, the entire thing happened by itself. In other words, I'm never supposed to deliberately go and try to circumvent Isurim. Even an Isser Drabonon is supposed to remain an Isser Drabonon. I'm not supposed to circumvent it. When it happened on its own, so I'm not doing it, so I'm off the hook. Even though it happened on its own, it wasn't fully bottled. But the yesod of when it began on its own beforehand, the process of taruvus began beforehand, so we allow you to be mashlim, a process that began on its own, and we view it like it began on its own. It's almost like the idea of hischo beheter. The idea, let's say, that we have in Shulchan Aruch about certain times, I'm not allowed to do certain activities before davening. But if I'm maschil, right, beheter, so we allow you to continue. I'll give you another marshal, Choshe Mishpat Simen Hei. Right, you're not supposed to have Dinei Torah at night. I did that yesterday. When did I have Dinei Torah? No, Tuesday. Tuesday, we started Dinei Torah at 4 p.m., no? Then you go on for a few hours afterwards, no? It continues. What's the pshat? You're not supposed to have Dinei Torah at night, right? Based of a Dinu Laboker Mishpat, right? Mishpat is only Biyom, right? That's why you're not Makabel, Geirim Belayla, stuff, right? Dinei Torah is only Biyom. But the din is that once your Maschel Biyom, it's Ki'ilu, it began. Once your Maschel Biyom, so we view it as if the entire thing happened Mishas HaHasola. Right? The halacha says, for example, again, there are different ways of formulating this, but I think what the Badei Shulchan is getting at is that ki'ilu, the bittul, began beforehand, and therefore it's like, since the haskalah happened on its own, it's like everything happened on its own. Mashma Adar Adoma, I'll give you a practical case. I begin benching, I begin the su'udah on Shabbos, on Shalosh Shudas, no? And then I'm a chassidish yid. So my Shalosh Shudas goes on mamish until Tzeis HaKli Chavim of the Briskers. Right, wow, what a chassidish Shalosh Shudas. Goes on and on and on. So do you say Ritzei? You say Ritzei, why? It says in Shulchan Aruch HaKohol, Eichachar HaSkolas HaSeudah. Right? In other words, we view the beginning like everything. The entire meal is like a Shabbos Seudah. Even though by the time I'm benching Mamish, right, I could be... Right? It's a discussion in post-game, actually. Let's say you say Baruch HaMavdil in the middle of this long meal, and you're recording. There are recordings of like various Chassidish Rebbe speaking at Shalosh Shudas. No? It's not that they're violating Shabbos, but... Right? But so that's one pshat. One pshat in this din could be that everything follows the haskalah. Another svara could be that once the heter fell in to the iser on its own, if I'm marbe, my kavone is not to be mevato. Well, once an iser found a heter on its own, so if I'm marbe heter, my kavone is not to be mevato the iser. My kavone is that the heter should not become usher. Right, it's almost the kavan of Hatzalah. Right, Isser fell into the taruvus. Now it's not going to be bottle yet because I don't have a shear to be mevatel it. But if it's not going to be bottle, that means that this Isser is going to answer everything. When I'm marbe heter into the taruvus, what I'm really trying to do is I'm trying to save the heter from becoming usher. So Fivel Cohen has two svaris on page Pevav as to why there's a difference between when it fell in on its own beforehand and then a marbe and not throwing it in on its own. A nafgamina might be, or you could bring a raya to one of these pshatim from the El Yeraba that's quoted in Rebbe Kiva Eger here in Sifav. El Yeraba is quoted that the din of I'm allowed, according to the Mechaber, I'm allowed to be Mosef Olav Avatlo is only if it's Nafal Me'atzmo. But if Hipil Esha Isser, then I can't be Mosef Olav Avatlo, no? If I throw the Isser in to begin with, then I can't be Mosef Olav Avatlo. That's what the Rebbe Kiva Eger quotes in the El Yeraba. Now, if the Pshad is that Ki'ilu, I was Maschil the heter, so hipel es ha'iser, we're not going to say it's ki'il maschel the heter, because I threw the iser in, so I'm doing something wrong, so he won't allow you to continue. But if the pshat is the second pshat, that I don't want the iser, that I want to save the heter, again, did I say it backwards? I think I may have said it backwards. I forget to bring the Badi HaShulchan today. Okay, when I'm mapil the Isser beforehand, so the Oyer Rabbah says I'm not allowed to be Mosef al Ravatlo. Why not? If the, it's the opposite way. If the Pshad is that once it started, you're allowed to continue. So over here also, it's starting, you should be allowed to continue. But if the Pshad is not that because it started, I'm allowed to continue, the Pshad is because I want to save the Heter. So here also I should be allowed to save the Heter. I said it backwards again. I have to look it up. Okay, we need to look up the Badi HaShulchan on page Pevav. I'm blanking. But we'll look up the way he says it. But those are the two biurim to answer your question. Yeah.
Why, according to the second svar, that you're not have to be mechad to be matzil, or just to be matzil?
To be matzil.
Then not be
in criminal
and
the Acher, then be in Acher, so why,
by the rest,
it
did not work.
I mean, look, self-call self, I am being Mavato. You're saying, but if my Kavona is. Kavona, so the Rach is the Taz was Mako and Sivkot and Zion, so therefore I should be Mako even on the Doiraisa. Uh-huh. And my kavanah is lahatir. What do you say?
You are having kavanah to be mevatel. The reason why you want to be mevatel is not to matzah eser, but to save the heter.
And then we're like touching up what you're doing. Push comes to shove, you're really trying to be mevatel. I would say enochanami. If my kavanah really is lahatzil, so it probably would be mutter.
Is that not like?
I mean, we know by Doraisa that ain kavanos olavato is mutter. The question is lahatzil? It's too radical, no?
But here you're having kavanah to be mevato. It's just why do you want to be mevato? You're not being mevato to matter the iser.
I understand what you said, right? The question is, would you're saying that lamaisa your kavanah is levato?
No. Then why
because
your
it's like
you're
no, because it's almost like we're touching up what you had in mind. Once it began already, so we touch up that when you're Mosef Heter, what you really wanted to do, we're interpreting your Kavanah.
But it's not really
But it's not really your Kavanah. So I'm not allowed to say this on the level of Doraisa, on the level of Rabbanan, I can. Hey, you guys are stumping me today. I don't know. Okay. Fine. So let's go back. So what we have so far is the Rosh's Shita that you could be Mevato and Isser L'chatchila once it fell in. The Rosh's Shita can be Mevato and Isser L'chatchila once it fell in. The Rosh's Shita that you really can't, that only an Isser that gets burned up is Mutter, and we're not sure how the Rosh would learn the Gemara. Tosfos is bothered over here by Akasha, Tosan Gimel and Beis. It's bothered Akasha on the previous staff of Beitza. We said that an Igol Shel Truma, which is a cake of pressed figs, of Truma, Drabonon, you're allowed to be Mosef Olav Levatlo. So Tosan asks Akasha, in that Gemara, by the Igol Shel Truma, you're not allowed to be Mosef al Ravato. I'm sorry. By Igol Shel Truma, by the Gemara asks Akasha, you should be Mosef al Ravato. The Gemara says, no, you can't. Factitis, why not? By I, isn't it an Issur Drabonon? And the Issur Drabonon, you're allowed to be Mosef al Ravato. So to answer that, there's two types of Issur Drabonon. There's an Issur Drabonon sheyesh lo ikar b'doraisa, and there's an Issur Drabonon sheein lo ikar b'doraisa. When our Gemara in Beitza Daf Dalet says that I'm allowed to be Mosef al-Vatlo, that's only talking about the type of Issur D'Rabbanan that is like Muksa, she'ein lo ikar b'doraisa. But this is Rabbanan that has an ikar b'doraisa like truma, so then I'm never allowed to be mosif al vatal. That's yisod of Tosfos. For some reason, this Tosfos' shita does not make it to the Mechaber or the Ramah, no? The Mechaber and the Ramah both do not distinguish between whether it has an ikar b'doraisa or doesn't have an ikar b'doraisa. The Shach references Zivkat Yudzayin. The Shach references the Shita that there's a difference between Yesho Iker Min HaTorah or not. And the Shach says, well, even though we do such a, we have such a distinction, so the Shach says, but Lamaisa, I reject that distinction of Tosfos. And he says, I was Mayrich about this in my Sefer. What that means is that the Shach considers his Iker Sefer the Shach HaOruch, the Shach on the Torah. Right, that's what the Shach means in Sifkat Yudzayin. In my Sefer, meaning in the Shach HaAruch, I prove that we don't hold like Tosfos. That's the Yisod of this. That's the Yisod of Shach. I have to look that up. I have to look up that Shach HaOruch to see how he proves it. Now, once we're in the sugya of Eim Vatlin Isra L'chatzchila, if you'd ask me how I pask in L'halacha, I would tell you that I'm an Ashkenazi and I should pask like the Ramah. And L'cha'orah, by every Isra de Rabbanon, I'm not allowed to Mevatl L'chatzchila. The only time I can is when it's Mikla Kala Isurei, no? Nonetheless, we'll see that the Taz seems to paskin like the Mechaber, that you're allowed to be Mevaton Issa Derabbanon Lechatchila. And not only does the Taz paskin like the Mechaber, but the Taz is paskin like the Mechaber over here, that you're allowed to be Mevaton Issa Derabbanon Lechatchila against the Mechaber in Hilchos Chanukah, who quotes Yesh Misha Omer that you're not supposed to. In Timot Tafrei Shayin Zayin in Hilchos Chanukah, so the din is that if I have the Moser HaShemen, have the leftover Chanukah oil, which is designated for Chanukah, so the Mechaber writes, I have to make a Madura, I have to make a big fire, and burn it. And Yesh Misha Omer, says the Mechaber, that I'm not supposed to be Mevatel the Isser of Moser HaShemen. Yesh Misha Omer shouldn't do it. Now, when the Mechaber quotes Yesh Misha Omer and he doesn't quote a Cholik, what that means L'cha'ora is that the Mechaber holds that way. And because he only found this idea in one source, so that's why he doesn't want to be soicing that way. But Ladina, the Mechaber in Or HaChaim, says Yesh Misha Omer that's Osar L'Hosef Alav L'Vatlo. That Yesh Misha Omer is the Rush. And the Mechaber is saying, I hold like the Rush. So what we have is like this. We have a Mechaber in Or HaChaim who's passing like the Rush, that you shouldn't be Mosef al Vatal. But the Mechaber in Yerideya is passing that you're allowed to be Mosef al Vatal. No? And there's a steer in the Mechabers.
Is the Ramah passing Mikol Kali?
What? The Ramah passing is Mikol Kali here.
He's in Mikol Kali?
What the Ramah means of Ein Levato Isser Derabbanan LaHosef Olav Kemo Isser Da'iraisa is probably, I mean, again, in the notes it says Tor B'Shem HaRosh.
Right.
Right? In other words, what the Ramah is paskening is that, listen, the only time it's going to be mutted by Mikla Kali Isseri, that's highly unlikely. So therefore, L'maisa, you can't be Mevatel.
You burn oil also.
What?
You burn the oil also.
So burning the oil, that's making a madura. Am I allowed to be moisif olav and then use it for a regular fire? To make a madura is to make a fire that you get no benefit out of. No, can I be moisif olav to use it as a fire that I would use, that I would benefit from? So your taina is, one second, your taina is that maybe that case is like mikla kala isurei. And because it's Mikla Kali Surah, even the Rush will be masking that by that Isser, I'm allowed to be Mevatel. Yet in Or HaChaim, we say you should not be Mevatel. Adarab, Or HaChaim becomes much more difficult according to your Ha'ara. right? That even in that case, when it sounds like it's mikla kali yisurei, it still says it's aser, right? So that's very, it's in ganz and schwer. So yeah, we have to try to touch this up. Yeah.
How do we know that when he's when the mechaber was a yishmi shomer that that's really how he holds?
So there are rules within the mechaber. When the mechaber quotes a yesh omrim v'yesh omrim, that means he's presenting two opinions and he's not trying to be machir. When he just quotes a yesh misha omer and he doesn't quote a cholik, so why is he quoting as yesh misha omer? So I think, I don't remember who gives these rules. I don't think the mechaber himself gives these rules, but all the achronim, that one is pretty acceptable within the mechaber. But the question is, we have a steer between the Mechaber in Orachayim and the Mechaber in Yerideya. How come in Orachayim you can't be Mevatel? And in Yerideya, I'm allowed to be Mevatel and Issa D'Rabbanan once the Taruvus began, according to the Mechaber. So the Taz writes two things. The Taz says, first of all, it's a Machlokas within the Mechaber, and, right, we paskins of the Taz, Kaimalon, we paskin like the Mechaber in Yerideya Lahakel that you're allowed to be Mosif Olam Levatel. The Taz over here has a Lashon, he quotes in the Maharshal, Deha Iker Kaharashba, right? That the Iker is like the Rashba, which is the day of the Mechaber here. And the Lashon of the Taz in Orechayim is Kaimalon Kidvar B'Yerideya Demutar Lahosif Olam, that we paskin. Now this is a Shvera Taz on a certain level, because a Taz is an Ashkenazi posik, and he should be following the Ramah, not following the Mechaber, no? For some reason, the Taz, when he says V'kaimolon, that means that we paskin, right? That L'cha'ora is a very difficult Mahalach, why the Taz is saying that. Yeah, Kivi?
Can Rashba also say that we should be Lachosh L'Dibrayim? Like that we should be
machmir
for the
Tevi'im
about them in Beit
Yosef,
doesn't he say that?
Yeah, so okay, so within the there is a little, you notice I didn't quote the Rashba inside, like there is some difficulty within the Rashba. It's not clear what the Rashba L'maisa holds. It's not clear, does the Rashba L'maisa hold like Tosfos, there's a difference between Iker Iser B'doraisa and not Iker Iser B'doraisa. It's not abundantly clear. We could go back and forth on the Rash, but I'm not sure. So I deliberately left it out. Or what can I tell you? It's fine. So how do we deal with this stira in the Mechabers? So the Taz has his Mahalach that it's a stira, and you're paskin like the din in Yerideya. Okay, that's how the Taz says it. The most Acharonim, though, I think the Chacham Asadim paskin straight like the Ramah. Most Acharonim will follow the Ramah that you should not be mevat on Isser l'chatzchila. You should not be mevat on Isser d'Rabban l'chatzchila even once it fell in. However, the Pre-Megodim in Sifsei Das Yudzayin quotes the Ma'isa Ira B'Kehila Achas. No? Remember the story in the Pre-Megodim? Geshmaka story, right? That we know there's an Isser of Chometz Sha'avar Alav HaPesach. If you have Chometz after Pesach, so you can't get Hanah from the Chometz. Safek Chometz Sha'avar Alav HaPesach is going to be Mutter. That's the din, no? Let's say there's a guy who went and he made a big order of beer after Pesach. And obviously, much of that beer was produced over Pesach, and much of that beer is going to be it's actually whiskey, not beer, but it's the same thing. Much of the whiskey is going to be chomet she'aver olav haPesach. So it would seem like it's a real problem, no? So a chacham echad gives the following psak, that since inevitably you have at least one of the bottles of whiskey that was made after Pesach, inevitably one of the bottles of whiskey is not chomet she'aver olav haPesach. So therefore what I have is a taruvis of an Isser D'Rabbanan with some heter, because at least one of them is heter, and Chomet Sha'avar Pesach is only a Knas D'Rabbanan. Once I have a taruvis of some Isser with some heter, so then you're allowed to be Mosef Olav Levatli. What you could do is you could buy more whiskey, right? It's not a very Jewish answer to Shaila. You buy more whiskey, and then you're going to be mevatel the, right, whiskey that might be chametz of lava pesach. Buy another 300 bottles. Be mevatel however much you had. And the prima gadim says that b'makom hefsin merub and shas hadachat, you could be mako like that. Wow. And what does that mean? That means that l'chora he's mako b'shas hadachat and hefsin meruba like the mechaber. No. That the mechaber paskind that when you have an issur drabbanan that's already in the sari, they can be mosif alav mevatel. The Rambam would say it's for sure usher. I would assume that b'makom hefsin meruba, if I'm an Ashkenazi, I'm still, right? We are b'nei Yisrael yotzim b'yad ramah. That l'chora, right? You shouldn't, right? You shouldn't follow the mechaber, even b'makom hefsin meruba. Zuck the prima gadim. He thinks that b'makom hefsin meruba, you can rely on the mechaber. No? And that's really what the Taz is saying. Or the Taz is saying much more than that. The Taz is really following the Mechaber, the Dina. The Taz says, Kaimalon, like the Mechaber in Yeridah. So that is one Ha'ara. Let's go on. We have a Stira. Orechayim Tafesh Ayin Zayin says you're not allowed to be Mosef on Mephalo. But in Yeridah, you're allowed to. How do we answer the Stira? So it comes along the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram answers that, you know what, he thinks that it is usur to be mevatel the Moser Shemen of Ner Chanukah, because the Moser Shemen of Ner Chanukah is like a Dover Sheyeshal Matirin. No? Why is it like a Dover Sheyeshal Matirin? Because the Neris Chanukah is going to be the Chanukah Shemen is usur now. It's going to be mutter at some point later on. That point later on is called a year from now, next year Chanukah. It's going to be mutter. Davishi Yishlam Atirin, says the Magen Avraham. So that's why we're machmir in Hilchas Chanukah. What? Mikla Kali. So that Drori's Ha'ara from beforehand. Yes, one Ha'ara, but Zag Besser. Even worse than Mikla Kali. The Magen Avraham is saying it's a Davishi Yishlam Atirin, no? Davish Yishlam Atirin, is it bottle at all? Davish Yishlam Atirin, I feel a bit elef, it's not bottle. So what does the Magen Avraham mean that in Hilchas Chanukah, right, you can't be mevatel it because of Davish Yishlam Atirin? Right? In Hilchas Chanukah, you can't be mevatel it. L'maisa, right, if it's really a Davish Yishlam Atirin, it should never be bottle even be elef. Yet the Lashon over there, that's not going to be bottle. Lashon over there says, I'm not supposed to do it. But Beshogeg, it's going to be Mutter, etc. If it's really a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it should be Asur entirely. So that's a kasha on this Magen Avraham. Rabbi Kiva Egan, one of his tshuvas, asks this kasha. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, on Aruch Chaim, you have a Lavushe Srad. No? Lavush Yisran, the side of the Aruch Chaim, answers that really the case of Neris Chanukah is not, of the Shemen Shul Chanukah is not really a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. You see, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin means that whatever the Isser that the item had until now, that Isser goes away. That's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The Magen Avraham's Cheshbon is that the Shemen of Ner Chanukah is Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. But think about it. It's not Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Because L'maisa, I was always allowed to use this Shemen for Ner Chanukah, and now I'm still going to use it for Ner Chanukah. Right? I was always never allowed to use the Shemen for stuff besides Ner Chanukah. I'm still not allowed to use the Shemen for stuff besides Ner Chanukah. Right? Doesn't that create a problem? If it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, right, that means that the Isser that existed beforehand, that Isser is lifted. Over here, there's no lifting of the Isser that existed beforehand. The only thing is I have permission to use that Ner Chanukah next year for the same thing I was allowed to use it for this year. But the Isser that existed beforehand, which is using that Shemen for something else, that Isser does not exist now. Right? So the difficulty within the Magen Avraham is Magen Avraham, you're saying it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, what are you talking about? So answer the Lavushe Sra that the Magen Avraham is Lav Davka. When he says Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, he means that something similar, something akin to Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. It's not really Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, like we proved. Once it's not really Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, that's why B'Shogeg it's going to be Batal B'Shishim, for real. The reason it's going to be Batal is because it's not a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, that's why it can be Batal. So that's the first Shita. The first Shita is the Magen Avraham's, the first Teretz to the Stira is the Magen Avraham's Teretz.
Why is it
Shemen that's hooks on a mitzvah, I'm only allowed to use for the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. I can't use that Shemen to bake bread.
I'm saying, so what meaning, but the Yesh Omen is Asur.
Oh, so to be mevatel.
It's not really Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin.
So it means that it's we treat it with greater chumrah because since it's going to be mutter next year, so we say, you know what, wait till next year and use it then. Don't be mevatel it. Technically speaking, bittul could probably work, but we don't want you to invoke bittul because you have an easy yetzer. Just wait for next year. Like bittul is like almost a bedieved. We don't want you to have to use it. That's the pshat in the Magen Avraham. Apparently the Magen Avraham is also not worried about takala that would happen with the Moser Shemen Shalner Chanukah. If you're worried about takala, you're worried that by having the oil hanging around your house for a full year, you're going to end up in Afgahak Tetsuris. So then you should have to get rid of that oil, no? In fact, the Magen Avraham says, I'm allowed to keep it around, indicates he's not worried about takala. So far, so good? Shach. Shach of cutting your test. Everyone and their uncle asks the shayla, the stira between Shochanach and Tafrei Shayin Zayin of Arachayim, and here in Sadi Tesef of. And the Shach writes, "Shema Yesh L'Chalek, Tachasam Kema Dachuksam Mitzvaso Chomer Tzvei." Maybe the case of Moser Shemen of Ner Chanukah is different because it's Chuksam Mitzvaso. Now, what does this mean? What does it mean that Chuksam Mitzvaso is Chomer Tzvei, and that's why the Shach thinks I should be Machmir? Comes along the Nekudas HaKesef. Nekudas HaKesef basically says that the most muksa is Adin Drabanan. There are certain types of muksa, which is Adin Dairaisa, Huksa L'Mitzvasa, no? Huksa L'Mitzvasa maybe is derived from Sukkah, just like Shem Shammai Mizchal on the Sukkah. So I'm not allowed by Mistapik from the Atzei Sukkah called Shiva. That's Adin Dairaisa of Huksa L'Mitzvasa, no? That the Atzei Sukkah is designated for the mitzvah of Sukkah, so I can't take stuff off of that. That might be Doraisa. Comes along the Nekudas HaKesef, and he says that, you know what I mean in the Sefer Shach? What I mean is that there's a Din Doraisa of Huktza L'Mitzvaso, and because it's a Din Doraisa, or it's similar to Din Doraisa, it's close to Din Doraisa, that's why you can't be Mosefalo or Mavalo. Because it's really a Sei type case, not a Sivvav case. Sivvav, the only heter to be Mosefalo or Mavalo is if something's an Issa de Rabbonon. Most Muxa is de Rabbonon. But Huxa Mitzvasai is really fundamentally a Dairaisa. And that's why we're Machmir by the Ner Chanukah case. That's what the Shach is saying, as understood by the Kudas HaKesef. What? Is that like Tosus? Tosus is saying that there's a difference between within Dinim Durabbanon, whether it's a Din Durabbanon that's modeled after Dairaisa. This Hezber, the Nekudas HaKesef, is saying that this particular type of Muksa itself is Dairaisa. It's not that it's a Din Durabbanon modeled after Dairaisa. This is a type of Muksa that is Dairaisa.
But Tosus of the
Mizos Neros Hanukkah
is Dairaisa?
Highly unlikely. Chanukah's Durabana,
right?
It's highly unlikely that's really the Raisa. But the concept of Huxon Mitzvasai is a concept that. Oh, that's what you mean by it's like Taisvis? Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. It promises that the Shach in Sivkot Yud Zayin says that he doesn't like Taisus. So he's saying that's what he means by Dochek? When the Shach says about this Pshat that it's a Dochek Pshat, he's saying that this Pshat only makes sense if you're Machalik between Drabonans Sheyesha Ikav Dairais and Drabonans that don't. Maybe. The Svar of Yeshul Ikar Min HaTorah?
Yeah.
I thought that Svara is saying that we see it's a more chomer type of Isser Drabbanon. Right? You see, how come an Isser Drabbanon is mutter l'chusa falof l'fa'ol, according to the Mechaber? The Maisa, right, I'm not supposed to change dinim in the Torah. Right? I'm not supposed to change dinim Drabbanon either. So how come it's going to be mutter? I'm not sure. I thought the pshat might be based on the lumdis that maybe Yisurim Drabbanan are only in Isser Gavra, not in Isser Chefza. Memela, I'm not really being mevatel in Isser. I'm not changing this item from being a Isser to becoming a heter item, because the whole din, if it's a din Drabbanan, is on me. It's not on the object. Right? It's not object oriented. If that's the case, so then, if you have an Isser D'Rabbanan that's an extension of an Isser D'Oraisa, it can sign that in those situations the Chachamim are giving dinim on the Chefza. Right? Rabbi Yosef Engel has that whole essay at the beginning of Asan D'Oraisa, whether the Chachamim have the koach to impose dinim on the Chefza, no? So one could argue that there's a difference between an Isser D'Rabbanan that's a creation and an Isser D'Rabbanan that's an extension. Is this a Drabbanan that's extending a Din D'Oraisa, since a Din D'Oraisa was Chal L'Chefza, so therefore they're saying that there are other objects that are included. It's not a Din only on the Gavra. But if it's a new Din, right, if it's a new Isser Drabbanan, so that could be the Pshat and Taisus. Perhaps. But that's a little bit too much of a pulpo. I didn't think it through carefully. That's why I wasn't planning on saying it. I thought about it a while ago. Okay, what else? So that's the Shach. No? It's a good Shach. Interesting Shach. Shach is Mechalik, you're saying between Isurim, Drabbanon, and this din of Huxal Mitzvah, which is a din that is Chomer Tvei. And Chomer Tvei might mean that's D'Oraisa, like the Kodesh HaKasef said. I wasn't sure, though, that Chomer Tvei meant that it's a din D'Oraisa. I wasn't convinced. You see, there's a fundamental Mechalik, it's not Maseches Beitza. Reb Yehudin, Reb Shimon. Do we hold a muksa? Don't we hold a muksa? Right? Now you're going to think, Rabbi Schwartz, are you smoking something? I'm not saying you don't hold a muksa. Like, my kids have an expression, they call each other muksa heads all the time. Right? I have no idea what that means, but like, everyone holds a muksa. Right? So what do you mean, like, you don't hold a muksa? The teretz is that what muksa probably means is that there are certain items that definitely, you're not supposed to use items on Shabbos and Yom Tov unless the items are prepared beforehand. There are certain items that by definition are considered unprepared. Groigeres tzumukim, the Gemara says, that if you take your grapes up to the roof in order to dry them out. So groigeres tzumukim, those things, everyone holds a muktza. Even Reb Shimon, who ordinarily doesn't hold a muktza, holds it as muktza by groigeres and tzumukim. Then there are other items that's not really muktza kihuzeh. The other items are definitely mukhan, and there's nothing to talk about. Then there's a whole in-between category of stuff where there's a machlokas with Yehuda Reb Shimon, whether we hold the muktza or we don't hold the muktza. What's interesting to know is that Taisus points out a few times in Beitza that the machlokas between Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon is not shayech by chuksala mitzvah say. Muktza machmas mitzvah, everyone is masking to, even Reb Shimon, who ordinarily lasley muktza, but he holds of chuksala mitzvah say. So I thought that perhaps the issue over here, when the Shach is saying that's Chomer Tvei, what Chomer Tvei might not mean, it's against the Nekudas HaKesef, who says that it's D'Oraisa, no? But I thought that maybe the Pshat in Chomer Tvei is just that this is the type of muksa that everybody holds like. And because of the type of muksa that even Reb Shimon holds like, so therefore we want to treat this muksa with additional stringencies. It's not because it's modeled after D'Oraisas. This was just my own svara. I don't know if it's right or if it's wrong, but that's sort of what we're talking about. Yeah.
Is it
essentially mus itself was the source of everything to really be makel.
Again?
Mus by itself was like, this was before the Ramah, that was like the one case where generally we are makel by.
Mm-hmm.
So to pull out the chumra from there, you put in the shelter.
But because we're generally makel on the type of muktza that is mutal basafik, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But if it's the type of muktza that everyone would be maskim to, so then that type of muktza, one could argue, there's more of a sort to be machmir on. Huxam and mitzvah means I can't use it for anything besides the mitzvah.
Isn't there something else?
It's not tiltal. We're not talking about tiltal.
They're not using. They're talking about
huxam and mitzvah. Right. Classic.
There's another thing
that can get a chafetz shel mitzvah.
A chafetz shel mitzvah. An esrog is
that's also huxam and mitzvah in the sense I can't eat my esrog.
The same huxam and mitzvah.
There's a type of muksa within esrig that, like, on Shabbos during Sukkot, I shouldn't shake my esrig because it's don't use it. That's like muksa, don't use it. I don't shake it. Then there's muksa on mitzvah in the sense I'm not allowed to eat my esrig throughout Sukkot. No.
Right.
Everyone is masking by muksa on mitzvah of esrig. Or the like. Everyone, even Reb Shimon is masking that muksa exists. So I thought maybe that the Shach doesn't really say it's Dairaisa here. Or is it? Now, the Chavis Das has a Mahalach that we already referenced. The Chavis Das in Sifkat and Ches says that the reason why Neris Chanuk, by Shemin Shel Chanukah, you can't be Mosafal Lavatlai is because it's Isser Hanu'ah. When we say over here that you're allowed to be Mosef Olav Lefatlo by Nisr Dravon Nefelin, that's Isser Achila. Isser Achila, I can be Mosef. Isser Hanu'a, I can't. The way the Chavis Das formulated it is that by Isser Hanu'a, if I'm going to be Mevatelet, Lamais, I'm getting Hanu'a from the Isser Hanu'a. Because when I'm Mevatelet, it increases the volume of material that I had. And he compared it to the case of a Behemosh in this Patma be Isser Hanu'a that we spoke about already. We encountered this Chavis Das at the beginning of Eim Vasser, that he compared it to that case. That it's Ki'ilu, I'm getting Hanu'ah from something that's Osir B'Hanu'ah, and I shouldn't do that. That's the Chavis Das' way of answering the stira between Or HaChayim and Yerideya. I'd like to, though, leave you with another Mahalach that is found here in the Sefer Mata Yehonasan. The Mata Yohainasan has the following yisayid, that there's a difference between taruvas of lach balach and taruvas of yavish b'yavish that should be coming out of your ears already. Lach balach, the pshat is that it's a taruvas and the iser is definitely included in this taruvas. No? Yavish b'yavish, the cheshbin is that there's a lack of identity, there's a lack of certainty on each item that I take out. Like we explained at length in Kuftes. In Or HaChayim, the type of issue with Shemen Shel Ner Chanukah is it's a taruvus of lach balach. No? Precisely because it's a taruvus of lach balach, so we know that the Isser is here. Right, this is similar to the Ha'ara that we had, that the Prima Gadim's Ha'ara, that the Rashba, who's Machmir, that you can't eat all three pieces by Taruvus or Yavish B'Yavish, how is Lach B'Lach ever going to be Mutter? Because the Isser is here. Zuck the Mati Yehonasan, Zuck the Rebbe of Yonis and Abshetz, that's exactly why a Machmir by Neris Chanukah. Because in that situation, I know for sure that I'm using the Isser. However, when I'm being mevatel the items in our case, and then after I'm mevatel it, taruvus yavish b'yavish or the like, I'm going to take some of it out, not the whole thing. So I'm not necessarily eating the whole iser, not necessarily eating any iser. I don't know, right? It's a lack of identity. Right? Effectively, what the Mata Yehonasan is saying is that maybe we're machmir neris chanukah that can't be mosif al levatlay because the iser it remains be'en. In the case of Yerideya Tzadi Tess, I don't know that the Isser is here. Anything that I take out, maybe it's Usser, maybe it's Mutter. I don't know. If I don't know that, it's usr or mutter, so then there's going to be a svara that I could be mekel, because since it's an isra d'rabbanan, I'm being mekel basically based on suffik d'rabbanan lahakel ad kan devarenu. Right? In other words, right, really, the kula over here, you have to read the Mati Yonason, this requires a little more hesber, because Mati Yonason also at the beginning of his shtickle has another way to answer Tysus's kasha. Tysus has to steer between the eagle shel devela and the din of Imavatlan Shavatchila in Tzadites, right, or the regular din of Imavatlan Shadrabon Lachatchila, right? So Tosis asked the kasha, and Tosis gave his answer between Ikra Dairais and not Ikra Dairais. So kasha is, how can you answer that kasha? Oh, a different way. The Mati Yonason tries to do that. Maybe next time we learn, we'll just talk about this for another minute. Have a good Shabbos, gentlemen. I hope that next